يحاول يحكمك هتطوعيه بإن سعيد بالفعل يبقى فوز مسلم تشالنجز تيز جوكس بالخير بمشي يا بعضيات ليكو يلد بشين بيد وهو أحصان يوم اسمه فيهو فلاح يبتلو
Sacrifice. But I shall lose all the sacrifice.
and he begins to watch for me. But nevertheless, I don't prevent it. I knew it was him. This time I begin to realize what he is. But now, no matter how little you look at him, I will come to the kind of shed well upon the road, for each garden dreams is picked up for the garden shed. What is my mother? What is God upon the road? He has not well delighted me for me, because heroism of quality time believes or generates elegance and ingratitude. The egoism only begins to ask questions. Now, many, many, many younger now begin to ask questions with regard to their parents. But as the young men are having a way to go to the parents are powerful, like father. But now they're rebelling at the parents, they're not a single man. The ones of other times are rebelling at the parents. Men don't say they don't realize it. No exception of the wish dealing with the well, even the Maryland also has a right of paranoia on there. Or delayed or that way, they don't know. But in the real, we have to even better count the disposal of a very smart. But now, people begin to ask questions. Why does not my parents speak up against me, against the injustice? Young man is very sure of himself, very quick, a kind of citizen himself. Why did not my teacher, who was the hero, stand up the way I did? Why did they walk it or engage the antagonist in his corner? Gradually, heroism and general cynicism, bordering the times of the rebellious. But apparently, the hands of the is of a kind of heroism, commented in Portland here. How is the hands of the rebellious and rejected? For the kind of heroism which is compared and bounded by the known weapons vis-à-vis the elderly, and mainly by the Nobel of Gravity. For he has some experience, and we understand what gratitude is, and we realize what parents before him, what teachers before him. This town will never ask questions about it. No matter how many questions he has, the answer will be. You find it in himself, in his soul and life. He reveals mother and father, regardless how many questions he has said to them, and he was very dissatisfied, but was not happy to answer to him. The others is a big elderly, and mainly by the gut detector and mitigated by the Lord of Time. Heroism must never be sold in ingratitude. In personal betrayal of that, I'll tell you that to the rabbi I came across many experiences concerning conflict within families, father and son, mother and daughter, and only the mother, the son and the daughter are self-righteous, and they are heavily careful, and it's the last one, actually, you know, they apply to you. And they keep on telling me that the homes of their parents are empty, and they just destroy them, and have a home, and a house, and a home. And they just move the food to luxury, their father luxury. And you know, I need to go back to the country. But what happened? The nation is sent to infect. You know, we responsible for the parents, but we never try to instill the child in the wrong life. The daughter child is betrayed. Child is a good actor. But I believe suffering. Egoism, courage, people's determination to save the world, to save mankind, to save God, which leads to his means of arrogance and ingratitude in the world. Now that's the egoism in the future. To be a people, to be a people, to be a people, to be a kind of man, gives one deep, deep goodness of time to making the revolution and engaging in a very heavy action those happening to arrogance and influence and to be fair about that. The wish no matter how the way it's shared, it's the way that we share. How I did it, the Shabbos, no matter how sterling a character shared, no matter how revolutionary in spirit and heroic in heart she was, was the most loyal and most grateful character. In fact, her heroism was the consequence of her loyalty to her mother alone. Her first words were, "How big be my short question. Don't entreat me, believe me. Those three words. Tell us a great story of humility." She revealed her mother alone, even though no one knew, instructing her to do something strange. No other person would have missed her. If it was the craziest idea. And you know this was what she advised her to do? To visit the threshing floor in the end, and to uncover his feet. Whenever he would come in there, lie down. Another mother would extend herself. My mother is in my chair. And then she said it to her mouth. I don't know how she has to have never been that. And with the dreamers of it, with the awareness of it, that never been that on the chair. She listened. What? Brother Bakke, who is wondering? And by reason of it, she became the mother of King. Submission from God. The person, the mother, yes, or the mother of God, the literary mother. Submission to mother. Really important. And the word of submission. What I tell you now is, 2 and 4, and really 11, for a mother of God, she became the emotional of God. She said, "But I have to give it a girl." She said, "But give it a girl." Then she walked away to the impression floor to me. To the bombards, the shields, in the direction of the girl, the forest field. No! "But I have to give it a girl." It means she scared out of order. Nothing else but in order. She didn't talk about it. Respect for the elderly, really, and a sense of gratitude are indispensable if capitalism should seem to be a noble one. Otherwise, capitalism can be useful. We know many, at least we have many of us, whose heroism is already important. Don't you think that Lenin was? Lenin was the interesting one. Lenin was the only astronaut who got it. The whole of Washington, abundant, upward. He instructions. Confiscated his property of nature from the death of his father, then he lived in poverty more than he simply started. Therefore, that's how he from the father that he is. But what is the way? Not yet, what is the way? What is the way? And still under the information, communicating to the leader of Russia, hundreds of thousands of people are related to it. We have visited institutions to study the Stalin era. It's too long. Let us use that in case many people have studied what hundreds of thousands of people. In 1990, in 2021, 2022, 2023 of years, you start asking hundreds of people who have died. Bring them to the Lubyanka today. In the basement in Lubyanka, and shoot them without a trial, without a big time item in political crime. I mean, the whole of Portland was a scandal of justice. But for the trial system, to act, I mean, in accordance with the Russian is in accordance with the law. But Lenin did not try. The Dzerzhinsky, I mean, the famous head of the Gestapo, I mean, the GPU, I mean, the Chekhov was all the time. I mean, Dzerzhinsky didn't go at all. Also, they knew. They knew. They were sacrificing life. Well, that's the time for a moment came from Mr. Sartre. The middle person, not the moment it was. Also, you should kill himself. They were very much. Because we haven't seen the most revolution in Russia in the taken place. Even the sound of the revolution in Russia. The savage government of the place, by the communist government, just by the army, by the friends. Of course, they are heroic. They were courageous. They had fortitude. They did, they were failing. The Lenin was very failing. But still, it is the most cruel regime, almost in human evidence. Because it lacks that humanity. It is very bad. Surrender. Eventually, people have surrendered. That's what they want. That's what happened.
Thank you.
que eu aceito a palavra. Veja só, it be just appealed in the Jewish history. That when the prophet Samuel anointed him, that's how I should talk about it. Who is already pointed, he was, he ended up a historical herald and became a historical figure. That's what I thought. And he was it. I just became a king. When Samuel and him called the ointment of my king, I didn't see that flow that the Almighty was the give us face or first of the life. That my name is mentioned in the Pentateuch. That the Almighty was concerned with me at the time he said war. I also see that in choice, God has this called the statement that one in first. The Orex sees Monsace is Dominati, the Shemukidesh Meshati. When the Lord was saved from destruction, already after the Almighty thought of David not the King Messiah. When the angels spoke to Lord, take thy wife and your two daughters and get out, the angels had new life. In other words, the Almighty wanted to save not so much Lot as the daughters. Of course, he saved the family. But he was concerned with the oldest daughter of Lot. And he stayed there for whose sake? For the sake of David, for the sake of the king of God. Because she was the daughter of Moab. The only daughter of Moab after the mother of Moab. So he became the mother of the Messianic nation. The daughter of Moab herself apparently had come to the United States. But his work was so terrible. He wanted to get set this position and walk in this position. And that's beautiful virtue. For the inclination, which was even that girl, that little girl, he wanted that this inclination be, or this disposition be kept on.
Careful, no doubt.
about is a tongue really. And she committed incest. And yet she was the great-great-grandmother of Buddha. The Lord of Mashiach knew who did the son of her. What did she commit? Just one thing. She wanted to rebuild the world. To start from the very scratch and raise another human race to take the place of the human race which was destroyed in accordance with every one's opinion in the whole world was destroyed. She didn't know that the force of capitalism didn't only define cities. Fourthly, she thought that the universal capitalism, there is no world for the human race. So what did she want? Why did she complete the execution? In order to raise another mankind. And what are you going to do? She felt responsible. She felt that simultaneously with the destruction of soul, everything disappeared. Everybody was destroyed. It gave me heroism. It gave me a way of quality. I found Randolph Callagher, the lonely girl who erroneously thought that only three people survived. The captives, Moore, and Lucky Donald. Instead of giving up, she had the courage of trying to rebuild the world, to make a new human race rise from the shambles and ashes of stone. But they were a pillar of civil philosophy. The Ish Ein Boaz, Lohonashke Sevin Riyayim, and the Chayim Lohavir Zerah, the Pesach said it was last year. There was no man, man can disappear. You know, now he had to call it a man, it was a king. And he had to come in, back of a book, somebody, and it comes there, the final count, the United States destroyed because of the atomic bombs of Boston, you know. And it's all the world is destroyed. I mean, the same story, I mean, is true of, was true of the daughter of the daughter of Fox. But that's a pretty girl, she's evil, a pretty girl. She's not the world, she's so destroyed. And she has a future, I mean, a big job. To rebuild the world from its shackles and ashes, and to raise the new humanity, the new human race, to reclaim the old world. The plan, our method, of course, is not comprehensive. However, the motivation is very motivated, not level. Two young girls who wanted to save mankind. And the Lord of Mashiach, when he comes, will have the same God. This man of the desire will be the same. The desire will be the same. What is the Lord of Mashiach? The Lord of Mashiach means you care, of course, for his people, and the Lord of the Mashiach. What is successful in combat, in time and energy, to save the world, to save mankind, indeed when you realize what his great-great-great-grandmother wanted to do, but failed. The great-great-grandson who will achieve what his great-great-grandmother failed to achieve. Namely, to save mankind. While whose heroism was manifested in one, what is the, how the rule is whether heroism, what was it manifested? What did she want to do? Not she wanted to, she did. What did she do? She joined the people whom she didn't know, and she alienated her own staff. They own the world. They invade the world from prison. you've got a dream of the one to take an oil. You get every single one, so at least that you won't with it. And you get better than to accept an open eye for the sake of joining the community. And who heroism was manifested itself in our decision to alienate the universal community by committing ourselves to the covenant, to the single community. The heroism of the daughter of law, of our grandmother, consisted in our commitment to mankind and our urge to save everybody. And this is typical of the Jews. You have to read it. Is he concerned with himself settled? Is he concerned with his own community settled? So without that community, we cannot fulfill our mission in the world. Still, so all the Jews among their private community. And there is no community. We are not to follow on it. And all the world, and we are ready to alienate the whole world in order to help our community survive. What didn't we do now in Arabs? What didn't we alienate the whole world? We've alienated the modern population of the world. I don't know about the statistics. How large this population is. But it's under a million. The entire modern population of the world is under the Jewish now. It's a fact. As a matter of fact, then, before the advent of Zionism, the modern world was better than the Christian world. As of today, to the end. But when they found superior, that's what historically, they didn't expose the modern world, they didn't have any Israel in the modern world. But we have alienated completely the world. This will take generations until we will restore it's the previous relationship, the relationship of Torah. You know, in the Bible, the Tukasador, the old Mecca, Israel, the Israel, now is during the torch of civilization, the Middle Ages, this relationship is gone. It will take hundreds of years to restore this. I mean, the order. At least a long relationship. Why did we actually alienate the modern world? Because we want that one. We felt that God is more than indispensable for our spiritual survival than we need to do. So we have alienated the world for the sake of a unique community. On the other hand, we want to be quite like we act as I do. On the other hand, we want to afford the great grandmother of the world. What is concerned with the world as such. We are also concerned with the world as such. And I don't think the government gives that, for we are not just normal individuals. The speculation is really dead now, sooner or later for the entire world. It's a very strange, you see, it's a very strange movement there. We withdraw ourselves from the universal community, and at the same time we move forward toward the universal community. It's like a pendulum, back and forth. Yes. The Baba HaMashiach has another grandmother. No. Baba also. Not the Jewish woman. But also for the pagan background. She was the lawyer of Abraham. Huh? No, she was the wife, and she was what the daughter of a pagan, somehow of a pagan decision. And that's who know. And somehow she was the great, great grandmother of pagans. The wife again. And then also, the circumstances are very strange. She was the daughter-in-law of Judah. She's a great, great grandmother of Boaz, and consequently of David. Ipsa facto adonai HaMashiach, the King of the Son. She was a loyal woman again. What does her, the heroism, that's the same.
She forgets that we can do it.
Because then there are the patients to wait. We now know. What did you not know? What did you not tell her? Shri Amar Mesa is. Remain of the old in your father's house. And think thou shamelessly. The shame of this small heart. Why have you waited? Because we bring the person that is up to be grown up. Sometimes it is in, sometimes it is in. Sometimes the child is in. And think thou shamelessly. Your mark, the father says, that you did never thought to marry her off the shame. And you was going to look at her. He wanted her just to wait. Endless is wait. But they should be severe. You who are young men, you don't even know what young men is an ethic of young men. And you are young men. But you are young men. How can you be young men? But it means that years have passed and she is waiting for someone who comes here. Yes. And she waited. But I told her, but she waited to the means of the Lord. His wife. The mourn for his wife is heavy. And about to participate in the great event. Yes. Now I waited years, many years. The glory for thinking, for Captain America. She was dead. All girlfriends, married, real families. All contacts we then came to the end of course. In fact, people treated her with ridicule and contempt and pity. She was married. He married me. Perhaps his wife died in the living also. Judah had forgotten her, and yet she waited. And even when she decided to confront Judah, she didn't tell him. Did she tell him my trouble? She just confronted him. But she didn't tell him. And of course, it wasn't she. She was the personification. The incarnation of the heavenly soil. Which had waited for her to mother thousands of years under the most trying circumstances. Did not come out personified the greatest of all ever infections. We wait. And while waiting, the house is last seven days. Yes. Each one of them completed a quantum figure, something precious about his personality. You know, there is someone else who can wait and know what it is. What is he waiting for? For whom? For us. But he may say the fact that he actually got to help. He waits for the singer to come there. God, he waits in the heart for the last moment. Now, why do you wait? In the ocean, as the devil comes up, and that ability, and the Jews possess that ability. Which way is the last question? Mashiach will be the ruler of the world. You will be the judge. You are the king of Russia. You will be the guy in the vision who will carry away the application. Should the Melech Mashiach have no patience with people and not be able to wait, so you punish immediately people who will be banned for the later. So he's not. Does not have to be the revolution. What was the grand ability in the revolution? The Kamala had to be the Thank you.